So our next speaker is David Curjoli. He's going to present Digital.
Okay, hello everybody. I'm David from Lyon, University of Lyon, the CNRS, and I'm going to present you to give you an overview of the digital library. So, as you could guess, digital means digital geometry tools and algorithm libraries. And we will discuss about processing objects, partitions, and structures in Z2 or ZN. So, as I said, in this library, we really focus on digital geometry. I will try to give you an overview of that. The main objective of the library was to gather all developments in this community in the same platform in order to be able to first to compare our new proposal to existing ones if they are available in the platform, and also to have kind of common core, common software for our PhD students, and to be able to, with the help of the library, to design demonstrators or high-level applications or area-specific applications using tools from these digital geometry fields. So the main objective of the digital geometry actually is to define and to process objects defined on Z2, Z3, or Zn. So we will deal with object structure defined on a regular lattice, and on those objects, we would like to perform both geometrical analysis and to have ways to characterize the topology of the structures. So it is image processing stuff, but not exactly on the same level as projects that we have seen this morning. So the idea is to define digital objects in arbitrary dimension, to propose algorithms to perform geometrical and topological analysis, and to provide a mechanism in order to both visualize the data structures, the result of the algorithms, but also to be able to import images using bindings or something like that. So I just have here inside a couple of snapshots just to give you an overview of the algorithms available in the library. So we have plenty of tools in order to analyze digital contours, which are binary of digital objects in dimension 2. So here, for instance, you have decomposition of the contour into digital thread segments, which is very common in our community. The decomposition of the contour into discrete circular arcs. We also have volumetric analysis stuff. So here you have an illustration of an Euclidean distance transformation, but we have other volumetric processing methods. We have a bunch of topological structures and objects. So here you have an object. So in digital geometry, an object is a set of grid points associated with a specific topology. So in this case, topology could be, it's not easy to see, but we have, in this representation, the topology is represented as adjacency between voxels, because we are in dimension 3 here, but we have an abstract representation of the topology, which could be either based on metric adjacency, for instance. So using this, in this topological framework, we are able to define ceiling algorithm, to formally define digital surface in arbitrary dimension using a cellular model, and then to do some, for instance, in the field, we usually design differential estimators to estimate, for instance, the curvature along a contour or on a digital surface. So we provide several ways to implement these estimators in digital and to perform comparison. So for instance, we have shape databases, kind of factories of shape of continuous shape in arbitrary dimension, and we are using these shape databases in a multi-grid framework in order to validate the consistency of a given differential estimator, checking its multi-grid convergence, for instance. Okay, so for short, the digital philosophy and structure, it's a generic library, and we focus on both generosity and efficiency. So it's a C++ library with concepts. I will give a brief description of concept, but I mean, we have already seen some this notion in the previous presentation, so I would probably be quick on this part. It's an open source libraries, LGPL, and we have a quite classical infrastructure with CMake, C-Dash, Doxygen documentation, Git for the version controlling, and GitHub project for the bug tracker and so on. So we intend to be user-friendly with the help of generosity as far as possible, but it's still C++ and template programming. And we'll briefly give you an overview of all the packages available in the library. So we have a first kernel package devoted to the construction and the definition of a digital space, which provides us a notion of points and vectors in this digital space. We are also able to define what is a digital domain and digital sets. So roughly, a digital set is a collection of points in a digital space. We have an arithmetic package because this is very important in the digital geometry community. Since we are doing some geometrical analysis of objects defined on a regular grid, so defined on points with integer coordinates, it's very important to be very precise on the arithmetic of the computation. Because since we are dealing with integer numbers, we could have exact geometrical predicate. So this is great, but also in many steps of the analysis of contour, for instance, we could use the arithmetic of the object in order to speed up the algorithms. So basically, if you think of a Bresenham line in the grid, we have very strong pattern structure in this line, and we could use these pattern structures and the arithmetic behind this structure in order to speed up the recognition of straight line, for instance. So arithmetic is very important here. We also have a topology package focusing on defining a topology à la Rosenfeld, which means that we have a concept of adjacency with, for instance, metric adjacency, which allows us to define connectedness, borders, simple points. We have a cellular topology, which is very useful if you want to define what is a topological surface in arbitrary dimension, which means, in this case, a collection of sign cells in a given cellular model, which allows us, again, to have tracking algorithm in order to track the boundary of an object. And we have digital surface concepts. In the geometry package, we have several primitives to perform contour analysis, so we are able to recognize structures like discrete straight segment, discrete circular arcs, and so on. And to use this primitive in for contour analysis to be able to decompose the contour, for instance, into maximal discrete straight segment, or to have convexity analysis of a contour, and also differential estimators such as curvature, normal vectors, length, and so on. We also have in this geometry package volumetric analysis, distance transformation, reverse distance, etc., fast matching methods. And we, as I said before, we also have a shape factory, which allows us to construct digital objects after a digitization process of a continuous one, and to be able to check the convergence of a differential estimator, for instance. We have a small math package. So we still have an image package. So as discussed, for instance, I mean, we are pretty close to EI formalism here, because we have a notion of, we have a concept of image, and we have an abstract, which is very abstract. And with this notion of this concept of image, we can design several models of this concept. And for images, we just consider an image as a product of a domain and a value. So in this case, this concept can be realized in several image containers. So we could implement our image as a STL vector, so we have a linearized map. We could also use a map to implement this association between point in the domain and values. So, but we could also have a more interesting image containers such as hash tree, which correspond to a generalization in arbitrary dimension of the oak tree with hash functions. So the cool point here is that all these image containers fulfill the image concept. So we could switch from a container to another. You will be able to reuse your algorithm. Last package is the I/O package. Because it was important during the construction of the library to be able to visualize the object and the result of the algorithms. So we have several ways to do that. We have viewers, which are interactive visualization focusing in 3D here. But we also have boards, which allows us to for each object in the digital library to display them in a vector format. And actually, all the illustration here was produced by our boards and our viewers. So this was very convenient for if you want to create illustration for research papers, for instance. And we also have readers and writers from various formats. We have dependency, optional dependency with ITK and image graphics to be able to have this huge set of available formats. So we are in the release 0.5.1. Well, it's quite a young project, started in January 2010. And this library is developed by five or six universities in France. So that was really interesting because it gathered further point of view. It gathers several point of view of how we should design a library in digital geometry. And the library has been used in several national projects and collaboration with chemical labs or agricultural labs in Nancy as well. Okay, so the principle is generic programming, and as discussed earlier, we want to make data structure be orthogonal to algorithms, in order to be able to switch data structures and reuse the exact same algorithms. So we use the notion of concepts and model of concepts, and we use for this C++ with template programming, and in detail we use the Boost concept library in order to be able to represent concepts in the C++ language and to validate concepts. So concepts are a way to describe types and objects, types, sorry. And at the design level, it's very useful to think with concepts, because it's very helpful to have a very precise design of the structures and algorithms. And at the implementation level, we have Boost concept checking tools in order to help the user using the algorithms. So just an example. So this is a very simple one. So since we are dealing with C++, we start with a couple of type depths. So we first fix the integer that we will use in the future. So this integer is very important, because from this integer we define, in fact, a commutative ring which will be used in the computations. Then we define a digital space in dimension 3 built on this arithmetic. And once we have this type, we can have the point in this space, in this digital space. We can define a domain. So we have concept for everything, but domain is just a sequence of points in a given space. So we have so from the domain, we have a way to iterate on the points. And once we have defined our types, we can start using it and create instances. So here I create 3 points, and I can use the API on these points. I can create a domain, etc., etc. Okay, so basically all programs in digital start with this at least 4-3 lines. We fix the arithmetic, we fix the space, and we get the type of points. So in order to be more user-friendly, we also have standard definitions. For instance, if you know that you are working on V3, and if you don't want to bother with arithmetic, and you don't want to precise the arithmetic, we have namespaces containing all the definitions. Okay, so start again, fix the dimension, fix the integer type, and then you can start using the structures and the algorithms. For instance, here I'm just defining, as you could see, an arithmetic on the integer and a digital space in dimension 6. Again, if I want to switch from the integer represented by the internal integer on 32 bits. I could easily switch from this integer to the MPZ class, which is integer numbers with arbitrary precision provided by the GMP, the GNU multi-precision library. And then I could just define this digital space here, change this parameter to have, in order to be sure that all the computations on the digital space will be in arbitrary precision. So, question, what's wrong with this? So I create a space in dimension 2 with integer type unsigned char, and I call this my space U char. So here we have a problem, simply because unsigned char does not define a commutative ring, because there's no opposite for the addition. So it's definitely wrong in the design. And so if the user tried to do this, he will see a bunch of error lines in GCC. So in order to help the user with that and to be sure that the algorithm will use the correct model of concept, we use Boost concept to check this. And we have, in fact, a concept of commutative ring. And before using the type, we just make sure that the integer type provided by the user match with the concept. So if you do, we have plenty of stuff like this in order to, when we implement an algorithm in digital, we start by checking that the template types are matches with the concepts that we are expected. Okay, well, here you have just a snapshot on. If you look at the documentation of digital, we end up with a hierarchy of concepts like this. So, for instance, the concept of image is a refinement of the concept of trivial image, which is a refinement of the concept of trivial const image, for instance. And we have here the models of the concept, the models of the image concept. So we have image container by STL vector, image container by STL map. We also have image container by ITK image. So ITK stands for inside toolkit library. So if you want to use ITK processing step in digital, you could use simply this image container and you will be able to switch between digital and ITK, for instance. That's the way we realize, for this specific point, we realize the binding with another image processing library. So in the documentation, for each concept, we have a documentation, obviously, describing the concepts and the requirements of the concept, and everything is available in the documentation generated by Doxygen. So I don't know if I have 5 minutes. Okay, so just four. Cool. So important objects and concepts in digital, concept of the digital space, concept of positive irreducible fraction, because this is very useful in digital geometry. And we have several other concepts, the concept of domain, of digital set, of object, the class object, which is the union of a digital topology and a digital set. We have concept of digital surface and so on. Okay, and we also have very nice ways to visualize all those objects or models of those concepts using boards or viewers. Okay, so this is a digital team, the website, the GitHub project to get the code and to report issues if there are. And I just would like to give you a quick visualization of. So this is a result of the viewer. In this example, we use a factory to create this catenoid shape. So this is a catenoid, right? And in this illustration, we have just streamed out the digital object into the viewer using the C++ stream mechanism. So in this, you have an illustration, in fact, of the digitization of a continuous object, a continuous catenoid. You have the extraction of the surface illustrated here. So this is, it's a consistent topological surface of the catenoid. It is made of cellular elements of dimension 2 in this case. And you have also an illustration of the comparison between two normal vector estimators computed on the digital contour. So we have these small arrows here in green or in red. So with this example, I just would like to illustrate all the process of defining an object, digitizing an object, constructing the boundary, which is consistent in a topological point of view, and to perform analysis such as normal vector estimation here. If you go to the website, you have in the gallery, you have a lot of fancy illustrations of different tools provided by the library. So again, here we, in this library, we focus on the analysis of objects, regions, partitions, and images. If we, the reason why we don't have at this point filtering tools in digital, if the user want to filter his images or to perform segmentation or whatever, we would probably help him with providing bindings to Olena, Milena, or Vigra, or whatever image processing you prefer. And but to keep in the digital world all the analysis aspects of contours on objects and surfaces. Okay, thank you very much.
Questions?
Can you get back to the slide with the point, the first point?
This one?
Yes, this one. Uh-huh. What's the semantic associated with the less operator between the points?
It's just here to so in this case, it's a lexicographic order on points. So we have a default behavior for this less than operator on points.
It's a coordinate-wise operator.
Yes, yes. I mean, it was just to illustrate that we could, with this simple illustration, we have access to a wide API on points and vectors, and we could use it in new code. But I do agree with you that we have made a choice here on this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for the presentation. I'm not a specialist of all this kind of stuff, geometry, topology, but with your presentation, I'm asking myself, what is, well, it's quite perhaps a dummy question, what is the differences, the link between all these libraries which are dealing with topology, like yours, like I'm thinking of Seagal, you must be aware of Geos, which is, I think, a part of the Java topological suite. I think there is also a library in Boost to deal with this generic concept of geometry and topology. I'm not a specialist, but if I want to integrate one of these tools, what are the main differences? You know what I mean? You understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually,
it's not so clear, but I've got difficulties to see.
Okay, so at this point in Seagal, for instance, there is in Seagal a cellular topology, cellular model, a combinatorial cellular model to represent partitions in arbitrary dimension.
Yes.
But it's a very combinatorial one, which means that we have points and we have like half dots to connect points together. Okay. So in this context, the concept of surface in digital topology. The concept of Cartesian topology used and defined here in digital matches with this the classical notion of topology at some point of discrete topology involved in Seagal. Okay, the point is when I use a cellular Cartesian topology, it's a topology which is very specific to the digital data.
Okay,
so. Yeah, at some point we are dealing with the same stuff. I mean, if you have an object and you want to compute, for instance, topological invariants such as the number of holes, number of connected components, and so on, you could use Seagal if your data match with the Seagal principle, which are points in R3 or Rn. If you know that your data lies in a regular grid, we could do very efficient processes on this very specific topological surface. But then you could still be able to compute number of holes, connected components, homology groups, and so on, using this principle. It's just, I mean, the topology, the main principle stays the same. The same is you are just changing the data that on which you are working on. Okay. So for the geos, I'm not aware of this library so far. But
thank you.
You use rather high-level abstractions like space and domain and so on. To what extent is the compiler able to optimize this abstraction overhead away so that it is as fast as handcrafted code?
So actually, for the compiler, so when I define type like this, the type resolution will be at compile time, obviously. And since we are dealing with static analysis of types, we could expect that the compiler could be smart on some optimization steps. And
is it actually smart?
I think so. For this kind of structure, yes, it is. I mean, actually, there are also choices in the design which could help also the compiler. For instance, if we deal with image containers, as discussed in your presentation, we have several way to iterate on the image. You could iterate on the point set and get the values, but you could also use, depending on your container, the fast built-in iterators on the container. For instance, if you use STL vector, if you want to iterate on the values, you just have to use the pointer and dereference the pointer and use this specific image content pointer to speed up your process for some filtering processes. So in digital, we try to use this two notion of iterators. We have quite generic iterators on domains, but we have mechanism in order to be able to use the fast built-in iterators provided by the containers. So at some point, we are generic in the sense that all these containers match with the concept, and we could expect to be efficient because we provide ways to use in the high level processing the iterators provided by the containers. And obviously the compiler will have to optimize this stuff, but we expect to be able to achieve efficiency in this way.
Just one quick question. Yeah, on your website you have a sample defining the surfaces by polynomials?
Yes.
So at the end, is it discretized, or you use this polynomial in order to do the computation?
No. The aim of these polynomials was to be able to enhance the shape factory with the help of implicit objects. Okay, so we have a polynomial, we have a parser, so this is a continuous shape. Yeah. In these illustrations, we did a complete pipeline. So we take the shape, so implicit surface represented by a polynomial, we digitize the shape. And what you see here is just an embedding of the digital shape in space. So from this digital surface, we compute the normal vectors, and we are able to export a kind of marching cubes of the surface using the normal vectors, and that's the reason why you see smooth surfaces here.
No more questions? Well, let's thank David again.